מירת השם תמין קופצדי גימו, קופצדי דלד, קופצדי ה. בעזר השם. שני ערב. המחבר says, קופצדי גימו, שניים שאוכלו, אף פי שברכת המויתי פויטר את חבירי, מצווה ליכולי כשברך כל אחד ברכת המוזן לעצמי. The law is, we saw this in Tesis, that even though it's really Gemara, but Tesis Mechal is in Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Achreino, even though Bracha Rishayna, there's Fakirat in Indian that one person should be Maitzi everybody else, Reva Madras Melech, when you get to Bracha Achreino, since they're being Meschalik from each other, it's better that one person, each person be Mavarach by himself, unless you have a Zimun. Now, does this halacha apply also to a Bracha Achreino or not? This is very common. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, it was always Shabbos morning, they would have Kiddush after Shachris, and then they would have Seder for an hour and 15 minutes or so, and then at 12 o'clock would be the Seder. Now, maybe it was just the way to get the Olam back in the Beis Medrash, but at a certain point after the Kiddush, one person would say, Alam Eichel, and we might say, everybody, Yidei Chai Vatam. The question is, does that work or not? The Chatchila, L'Chorin Mashmoy says that you shouldn't do that. The truth is, I hope to still see it, maybe not this month, but in Reshit Gimel, it really discusses it, but I'm going to get the Bracha Achreino. And that is the halacha as well. The chatchila, everybody should make their own bracha achreino. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down kasva ataz the shari achreinim de inish menzalzin hamoin moin bebracha achreino yishlis mechlasas kin lechatchila shmevarach echad bekol roma bracha achreinim yuachirim yitzam al yodoin afilu kshiyoid ma'atn levarach. Since people are menzalzin now bracha achreino, it's better that one person be mighty everybody. Befrat bracha achreinim in shalish she'ena kol bekim bo bal peh bevadi tevlasas kin lechatchila. It's better to be mevarach together with the mevarach min lemila. However, there's an inyan dafka, says Mishnah Berurah, for one person to be mighty everybody else with a bracha achreino, even if they're all bekim and even though they're all chayiv. V'amed v'am remorin continues the mechaber k'shayu shneim yoidim levarach b'rach samazim v'mechad yodei v'ashini yodei levarach yodei v'yitzi ashini im meivin loshen akredas shayin yodei levarach v'tzorach lechavin milu b'milu kol mashi yemer. This is samazay v'tzorach ha-mevarach sheichavin le'yitziri. This is something that a person should bear in life for his entire life, bear in mind for his entire life. It's when you get any time that you're yitzir with somebody else's bracha, and that is that you have to be mechavin to be yitzir with the bracha. That means not just that you're being great to your mitzvah, but also be mechavan to the words that he's saying. And this is very common, especially by Kiddush on Friday night, that you come to somebody's Kiddush, and the Baal Bas is saying Kiddush, and your mind is elsewhere. So if you're saying along with him, then even if you're not mechavan, then at least you said the words. But if you're not saying along with him, and your mind is not there, then you not only don't have the words, you also aren't mechavan to him, but etzim, you're not yet to the Kiddush. So you have to be, at least if you get the ikur, then you're okay. If you have the ikar of the bracha, that's okay. Even if you spaced off by Yechulu, and you got the ikar of the bracha, and the bracha to Hashem at the end, then the chora, you're fine. But at least that you have to get. A lot of times people are really not there.
What's that kavana that you think? I'm being yaitzi with him, or the words he's saying I'm supposed to mean?
You should be thinking about the words that he's saying, at least listening to the words. It's, over here it's mavur, that you have to know Lashon HaKodesh, to be able to be yaitze. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not that way, right? The Achronim Misal says the minig is that even if they don't understand, but at least to be listening to the words, hearing the words is at least what you need to do. If you're,
if
you could do that, you'll probably be too embarrassed. You're semach on chamar medina, being orange juice. Aval, im enei mevin, enei yitzu bishmi, aval, shleish shachlu, enei mishoyen lechalik. However, shleish shachlu, enei mishoyen lechalik, because they're already nischayiv in zimun. Now, this halacha, we saw the Bach brought down, that it's lav dafka benegea to pas, since it's a machlaikis, whether or not it's pas or even by zayim minim, lechatchila, he says, you should not have three people, shouldn't be kreveya on zayim minim together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and he says, lechor, from the fact that he brings down the Birkei Yitzv at the end, mashma, that's how he goes. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that also. Kamat min ha-nimna, he says that people should be makbin on it. His lashon is kamat min ha-nimna is la-akbid al zeh b'kibudim v'smochis v'orchem v'chei Yitzv zeh. You go to a kiddush, and a person makes kiddush, and everybody eats their ragalach together. You were just kaveh. Lechor, according to the Bach, you have a chash, maybe you have to be kaveh for Zimun. Lamaisa, the Rosh Hashem says, Ein shum peisik shehevi dey ezu klal, and therefore we're not choshesh, and even the chatchila, it's not a problem to sit down and eat ragalach together with other people, as long as you're not being kaveh enough that you have to wash. Once you're doing that by a kiddush, then you should wash, and you can even be mezamen if you like. But by the standard kiddushim, we're only makbid on the din Zimun by pas, not by shivas aminim. Continues the Mechaber, and he says, Shnaim sha'ochlu mitzvah she'yachzor achar shlishi, she'yitzarfim on the Zimun. V'chein arboi, chamisha, osnam lichalak, shkum neschayim v'zimun. There's a halacha that if you have two people, lechatchila you should get a third person to be mezamen. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is ma'arur, that lechor we never saw anybody do that. You ever have two people that ate together, and they go start looking for another person? Go running out to the shuk, find the third person. So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah toned it down a little bit, and he said, Hainu imhu imoyim bebeitam. Dafka, if he's in the house together, then you have to. Where did he get that from? Not clear. Lechor the makor is from Shamish, and Shamish is together with them in the house. So lechor we don't see more than that. When Chazal weren't mechayiv you, they're not mechayiv, there's an Indian. Is there an Indian to go out to the shuk to get it? I don't know. Lo yishamanu. If the shamash is in the house, then you give him food. Why aren't we knowing l'maisa that? So, very often there isn't a third person in the house. In a standard case, you have a father and a son eating together, or people eating on a Shabbos dinner together, and there's two people over the age of 13, there's no one else in the house. There's no one else to get. They're not going outside to get a third person. Now, even in a case where there is a third person in the house, l'chatchila to give him, according to the Mechaber, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to be matziah to the third person something unless it's pas. L'chatchila is supposed to give him bread. Even though the minig is that if he doesn't want to, we give him something else, but l'chatchila you're not supposed to. So why get yourself into a shayla to be, if you're not mechuyiv, you want to get yourself into a shayla, you're going to pull in a third person who's not interested in eating now, and you give him something which, according to the Mechaber, you're not supposed to be giving him to be mezamen, because you're supposed to give him pas l'chatchila. Maybe that's where the minig came from not to do this, because it's not common that there's a third person in the house, and even if it is in the house, it's not common that he's interested in sitting down to wash together with you. The Mechaber continues and he says, Shish nechlochim kimin sheyishor zim lechol chaburo ad asara. From 6 to 10, they can split up into two groups. Va'oz ein nechlochim, or even three groups. Va'oz ein nechlochim at shu esrim. Kimin sheneschai bubaz kar sashem. Once they have 10 people, they cannot split up into two groups unless they have 20 people. Ha'god oz yichrein lechalik im yirtzu. V'nirli, duho adim shishin mechoyav lechalik, rakim yirtzu nechlochim. O mitzvah lachzer achar sar. Oh, comes along. O miyum hayu rabbi mesubin yachad ein mechoyim lishmoy berchas azimun v'yum levarich v'yum mishom lechalik chabur shal asar v'nei shitzarach levarich v'kol rom yishma balabayis v'yak v'dalem yichoyim lechalik chabur shal shloish shloish levarich v'nachas yish lishmu balabayis v'zeteir l'mash lo yitzu yidei chavitz berg azimun shayin mechoyim lishmoy v'yum levarich. The Mechaber really quotes the Gemara that we saw in Daf Nun that talks about they were by the Reish Galusa and they were not going to be able to hear the Reish Galusa being mezamen. So to wait for the Reish Galusa to be mezamen, they're not going to be yetzer with him, because they're not going to be able to hear him being mezamen. So the only yetzer is to be mevarach together as 10. But if they're mevarach together as a group of 10, then the Reish Galusa is going to be upset. So they have to be mevarach together with 3. Says the Gemara, they're allowed to, even though they're being mefkiyah themselves from the chiv of saying Elokeinu. Nevertheless, they're being yetzer to the ikur din zimun of 3. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham brings down the Magen Avraham that says that this doesn't just it's not just in a case where the balabas is going to be upset, or they're not going to be able to hear the balabas. Even in a case where they have to go, who are dinim tzvichan alechus advar mitzvah, bein them shoyis lahamtin shidisbar lemitzvah. So too, if they have to go for a mitzvah, you do not have to wait for 10 people. You could be mezamen. You don't have to wait for the balabas. You can be mezamen with 10. But in a case where 10 people is going to be a bizayin to the balabas, then you can be mezamen with 3 people. Now, how does this apply to Maisa? Does this apply, for example, the cases that we wrote down on the sheet? The standard case, you're by a brith in the morning, and there's 30 people sitting down by the brith. Now, you want to go to first seder? So you stay till 10:30, and you ate, and you don't listen to the drasha or the bala brith, but now things are slipping around, you're not interested in waiting. Can you leave at 10:30 or not? Or do you have to wait for the 10 people? Now, for you to go ahead and be mezam with 10 people, the bala bus is not going to be so happy. Especially if there's only 30 people. By the Reish Galusa, the Gemara says they were looking to see if there's 100 people there. 100 people, 10 people sneak out, it's not even so bad. And even so, that was generally, if all you have is 30 people, and a third of the people book out at once, then the balabas is generally not going to be so happy. Therefore, you should not be mezamen, 10 people together. How are you allowed to do that? I don't mind saying chayv and zimun, just because somebody's going to get ticked off, you're not supposed to do a mitzvah. So that the Rashi asked that question, and he says, no, Mishum Kavod HaBrit. Since Zimun, this is Agav, very interesting Nikudo, he says, since it's only a Chi of the Rabbanon, Mishum Kavod HaBrit is allowed to be Doichin. The Pashta says, the Rishenim seem to, the Prim Gadim and the Mishmur seem to understand from here that the Rashi holds that Zimun is only a Din the Rabbanon. Because he says that because of Kavod HaBrit, it's allowed to be Doichin. Says the Chazanish, there's no Raya from here. That's not what the Rashi meant. The Rashi meant that your side is going to be Mizam with three people. So for sure, being Karim, they commit with Zimun. With 10 people, you're adding an Elekenu. The added in Elekenu is only the Rabbanon. But Ikar Mitzvah Zimun is the Raisa, says the Chazanish. That's how the Chazanish goes to Maisa. And we saw this Kamakam and Afkaminas, whether or not Bar Mitzvah boy. I was just Bar Mitzvah, and that's what they did about a week ago. I was Bar Mitzvah, and they gave it to the Bar Mitzvah boy to be Mizamin at the Bar Mitzvah. Says the Rosh Hashanah, that's the Mitzvah. That's the Minuk. According to the Chazanish, no. It's a Shalav of the Raisa. The Raisa, you can't be Semich on Cheskas Rav that he's a Chazak of the Rav that he's a Bar Mitzvah. Really, wouldn't be allowed to. The Maisa, Mishra Brewer brings one of the Raisas from this Rajma, and it's only in the Rabbanon, and he says that Zim is only the Rabbanon. The Mela over here, Mishum Kavod HaBrit of the Balabas, and they, Kim Dumani, I think Rabbi Yashav says, Vlav Dafka the Rish Galusa. Any person, it happens to me, the story is the Rish Galusa, but any Balabas is going to be and feel slighted by the fact that a third of the Oilam is booking out on him, and in Hanami, you shouldn't do that. Or if you're by your whole shul decides to make a theme together, along with the Rav, and you want to book out for a nightstand in the middle, can you do that? So that's also, it's better lechur to be mezamin with three people, and go. Now the question is this considered that you're going for a mitzvah? Because if the mitzvah is going to be in his batel, that's what it says. Now, we could say that about any time by Talmud Torah. Every minute that you're not going to be there, the mitzvah is going to be in his batel. Or do we say, no, this is a mitzvah that you already chayiv in. Mitzvah she'yev shalas azari de'achirim. You yourself are mechayim this mitzvah. You can't get out of it. The ma'isa, they bring down from Dayan Fisher, that he says that if you're a mamad l'limudai, also it's not a problem. You're allowed to go and be mezam with 3 instead of 10. And I think that is the meaning of the ilum, is that that's what people do. The ma'isa. And that would be nichla, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, going for a dvar mitzvah. Lav dafka dvar mitzvah, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. Even also Talmud Torah, that we say that mitzvah she'yev shalas azari de'achirim, you shouldn't be mevatel. You should be mevatel the Talmud Torah for it. Nevertheless, that's also considered a mitzvah that you're allowed to go for, and therefore, if you had a bris and you want to leave early, it's better to be mezamen with 3 than not to be mezamen at all. Not, instead of being mezamen with 10, don't be mezamen with 10, it's going to get the balabas ticked off. Now, if you have a table of 12 people and you're going to have 4 groups being mezamen together and they're all going to leave afterwards, I don't know. Even though it's better for each group that's it's quieter that only 3 do it at a time. It might say if the entire table is going to book out of 12 people, ish line, I'm sure that you could say Rabbi Stein of Arech low enough and tell the not to as well, but maybe it's Kedai not to do that as well. Everybody should do it in increments of 3-minute increments. First 3 people and then another 3 people and then. Are you chayv? Yeah, but Pashas, you are chayv to have a Zimun of 3. So are you chayv? We'll get that in a second. That's it. Would they add the extra bris things? So, they talk about that. What should you do if you're by a chasana and you are 10 people and you want to be mezamen? Should you make shever brachas? Should you say shever brachas or not? Without the chasana and the kalam. It's not so, but you're together. It's a simchas chasana. So, that's it. Maybe you should. Would you add the bris things? Lechura, no. Lechura, it's together with the bala bris that you would do it. And certainly the meaning is not to. So the meaning is not to. Now, what was just asked over here is also, can you leave by yourself? Let's say you don't have 3 people that are interested. And you want to go to first Seder? Can you leave or not? The Aruch HaShulchan time is that you can't. He says that you're already mechuyev in a mitzvah. So we have an oisik mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. You're not allowed to leave for one mitzvah if you're already mechuyev in the other mitzvah. Since you're already in this chayiv and zimun, therefore you can't be mafkiyah the chayiv zimun. He says, I told you can be mafkiyah the chayiv of 10 and be mezam with 3. That's because you're mekayim the ikar din zimun. You just don't have the isaf of elikenu. But to be mafkiyah the entire din zimun, that we wouldn't say, you should at least be mezamen with 3 people. Kandumani saw that, Ruchayim said Mishim Chazanish also, mezamen with 3 people. We did see in Simon Reish that if a person has a hefted moment that he has to go, that he has to leave for, then if he has 3 people that are eating together and he wants to leave and the 2 don't want to stop for him, then he's allowed to just book out. He's allowed to be Semech on Rav Haigain, and that if you didn't finish together, then you're not Chayiv and Zimun, and you're allowed to go. Some wanted to say that's the same thing when it gets to learning. Over here, that's Kufa D'Aruch Shulchan is coming to say. Chayiv says the same thing. It's you're already Eisik Mitzvah. We don't have that Svar. If the reason why you're going for a Mitzvah, so Eisik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. If the reason why you're going is because of a Hefsin Mamin, So then we don't have this klal of oisik mitzvah patrim and avahek moment. However, you have oisik mitzvah, if you're going to become another mitzvah, you're already mechuyev in this mitzvah, so therefore at least you should be mezamin with three lechatchila. You're in the midst of the mitzvah. You were already nischayev at the beginning. And you can't be mavki yourself. You have shalachalik. So you're in the midst of the mitzvah.
You're sitting, sitting.
So it could be that if they finish the suda, then you're allowed to be mechayev the other two people to be mezamen with you. That we saw. You can be mechayev another two people to be mezamen with you. But if they're not, they're still in the middle. You booked out at 10:30. Now they're serving the main course. You already had the challah and the dips beforehand. Or your bagel and cream cheese. Or whatever it is. Now they're serving dessert. You're not interested in dessert. You're on a diet. You're booking. That's so there are those that say that, yes. There are those that say that in the Hanami, I think the Bachacha is mashma like that, that if you're going to tell me the guy's allowed to go for after the moment, then for sure he's allowed to go to learn Torah. Lechatchila, one should be mahadr to do three. That seems like the consensus of the Achrayim. The Chayadim certainly. The Chayadim is not even so simple that you're allowed to be mafkei yourself from 10. But Torah HaShochan from three. And we, for some reason, we didn't see that the Mishnah Berurah said that over there, which is interesting. When he talked about Hefsin Mamon, Bimafkiya, he didn't say, Ruadilimi Mitzvah. He didn't say like he does over here. So it's a shtickle mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that he didn't want to let that go. So you have what to be Semichon. We'll get to the Eitzes of what's better to do. If you know that you're going to leave anyhow, then we'll get to the Eitzes of what to do at the beginning. They shouldn't get yourself into the problem in the first place. Right, same thing. We'll get to that. That was Ramesh's question. He was talking about getting up early for work, but the same thing. In Echanam Yirat Hashem, we'll get to that shortly. The Mishnah Berurah discusses at the end, he says that you have to, it's Mavur, that you have to hear the Mezamin. That was the case in the Gemara, in Daf Nun. They weren't going to be able to hear the Mezamin, they weren't going to be able to be in Zimun. The Mele says, if you're by a big Suda, then you should get a guy with a loud voice to be Mezamin, so that everybody can hear the Mezamin. Because if you don't hear the Mezamin, then you're not going to be Yaitza. Bear this in mind, in Kuf Sadi Hei, it sounds like if you don't hear the Mezamin, you're still out of answer. Mishnah Berurah brings down at the end of Kuf Sadi Hei. But the Mele is over here, and it's Zachar, the Pashas of the Gemara. If you don't hear the Mezamin, then you're not Yaitza Yechayga Zimun. The Mele says in Mishnah Berurah, Kosvo Achreinim Hei Chashesh Mesiba Gedeila. You should give Zimun the benching to somebody who has a loud voice, so everybody can hear. Now, Baruch Hashem, the 21st century, 20th century, you ready? We have microphones, and therefore, Lachar, we don't have this issue. However, there are those that say that microphones are, since you're not really hearing the voice of the person, as it's digitally reconstructed the voice of the person through the microphone, just like when you're hearing on a tape, you're not actually hearing the person. Therefore, anything that you have to be yotze yidei choiva al yidei shmiya, then let's say Kriyas Megillah, can you hear it through a microphone? Or brachas that you want to be yotze, somebody's going to bench through a birch namaz, you want to be yotze with them. If you're not really healing the mavarech, then the fact that you're hearing words is not enough. It's just like you're hearing words on a tape recorder. You're not hearing the person bench. So a person could tape himself, he could MP3 his friend saying Birch HaMazon, and then every day he'll listen to it. After he finishes eating, he'll listen to it. You're not hearing the person. So what's the difference if you're not hearing the person because it happened half an hour later, or you're not hearing the person because it happened split second, instant later, through the microphone? Either way, you're not hearing the person. That is a point of contention among the Preiskim of the Last Dar. Shlomo Zalman is Metzadim Regeya to this, that maybe you're not Yisrael Yedei Megillah. The Ramesh was Matadeh that you could be Yaitse Megillah. The Badats put out a Kol Kari, you're going to get to Zimun. And they said, Lechatchila, Meachshash, that you're not a Minaroi, that you shouldn't be Mezamun Aydei microphone. This is the same for actually Kate to Mezamunin, the last, I don't know, 20, 30 pages, he goes through this issue and brings down a slew of Paiskim that say, Lechatchila, you shouldn't be Mezamun with a microphone. And because you're not going to be able to be Yaitse, because in it. Now, what's the Shiloh? Zimun is different than every other case. Zimun, are you being yoytze with the mezamin? Befrat bizmanenu, that everybody's benching themselves. When he says, Nevarach shachanu mishaloyu, Nevarach alekeinu shachanu mishaloyu, Shasimcha b'moyner shachanu mishaloyu, are you being yoytze with him? You're being yoytze abracha? So it's not clear. Is it just a hazmana ba'alma? He's calling you to be mezamin, but you're not being yoytze with him. Or maybe possibly it's more than that. We saw that Sharatin and Simon Reish Aleph seem to say that maybe it's more than that. אולי מה שראינים ברוך שאכלנו, לא ינח שזה רק אני אז אמין. ומזמין הוא חושב עיקר מברך. That's what the Sharatim said at the end of Reish Aleph. It could be that the person that's mezamin, even though when you say Baruch Shachan Mishalai, it's not like you're being mevarach. You're just answering Amen Keilu to the bracha of the Nevarach Shachan Mishalai, and he's the Ikar Mevarach, and you are being Yetzeh. So if it's considered as you're being Yetzeh with him, then maybe you shouldn't be Yetzeh, Yedei a microphone. If it's not considered as being Yetzeh, then you could be Yetzeh, Yedei a microphone. Maisa, even the Badat didn't say it's Aser, they said Tzachshash, and therefore Minorai not to do that. Therefore, that was one of the questions, how come the mezamin wasn't using a microphone and wasn't able to hear him? Because there are those that are chayshish for that, and therefore they don't use a microphone. Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman is the same size as hearing aid. Yesh line, maybe. L'chur it should be. There could be a tziyaf should be in acher, so he doesn't hear. He wouldn't hear without it. So there's no. If there's no shad of a bracha levatala here, lachara, so then it's not, you're not going to be. No, he was talking about with hearing aids. He's talking about, so a person with the EF Shabini Nacher, so then, I don't know if he's number 10, it could be considered. Lachara, you'll be the same on the sheet that hold that it's not a problem. It's lachara. That it's not, especially by Zimun. Could be even my regular brachas. Mamela, one second, I'm sorry. Just, so when you get to benching, by chasanas, there's some people that in a chanami they don't want to use a microphone. Because of the shash, and therefore certainly you should give the benching to somebody that has a loud voice. Now, very often by the benching, they have a lot of people that sit around the benching with the main table. Maybe it's usually Bachram, but other people also, they should be able to hear. You have at least 10 people listening, that way there's for sure no shalav brach levatala. Now, somebody that wants to be mahader and he doesn't want to be hit with the microphone, so go closer. The Seder, Mechoyev too, you're not Mechoyev too. Rav Ozna has the truth about it. He says that L'chari, you can't be Mechayev people to do that. It's not Zimun Bepashtas, it's just Azman, it's an invitation for people to bench. You know, it's not a problem that it's through a microphone. And I think that's how most people are knowing Lamaiso, and they're Mechol, B'negeh to Zimun. You could dan, B'negeh to Shever Brachos, or you hate to the Shever Brachos and these other things. But with regard to Zimun, I think the minig is to be Mechol, and somebody wants to be machmer, it could be makar for himself, but I don't think that's hamadavar. Is it better to? No, you should do it loud enough that at least 10 people will be able to hear without a microphone. Okay. By tish on Friday night, that's what they do. Vifel McCann. We're going to see what's going to be if you hear everybody else answering. Can you answer along with them? Are you Yitzhak? You're not Yitzhak? That's Kuf Tadi Hei. The Stiff Beit. Afilu Lehuk Mitchilu Kulum Nechol Yachad Ela Shashnaim Kova Achriach Boa Shlishi Venikva Vekova Imoim O Yishayachar Kova Tchilu Achriach Kova Shnaim Imoi Einim Rishonim Lecholikim Yishayim Kvuyim Begmar Hachilu. However, a third person that comes and joins two people that were eating and eats together with them b'loy keva, then b'sharon lechalek, they're not koveya yachad. What does it mean that he eats together with b'loy keva? So Mishnah Berurah says that he ate when he was standing up, or he didn't eat on the same table. The question is there a way that you could eat b'loy keva if you eat on the same table? Can you decide that you don't want to be koveya yourself together with other people? And therefore, you're not going to be Mechoyev in Zimun. So we saw, it's really, interestingly enough, it's brought down in the Darkei Moshe in Kuf Tzadi Beis, but the Ramah only talks about it in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. And that's, the minig is, Shelo Lezama Beis Evi Kechavim. The minig is not to be Mezamin in a guy's house. And the mission, and the Darkei Moshe says as follows, Ve'ein Isser Badavar Mashi Mezamnim. There's no Isser the fact that they're not Mezamin in Beis Goy. The Kivan Shelo Yinogu Lezamin, B'tchilo Leikavu Atzman Lezimun. Comes along, the Darkei Moshe says something very interesting that's very difficult to understand. But he says, since the minig is not to be mezamin, even though they all sat together, they washed together, they ate together, they shmoozed together, and they benched together, doesn't make a difference. There's no chiv zimun. The mitchila lekavu atzman lezimun. Why? The term in a zimun. They weren't kaveya themselves lezimun. What does that mean? They all ate together. Kiva is that we're not kaveya themselves. Not kaveya themselves means one person eats at one table, one person eats at another table, one person eats on the third table. But what does it mean that they all ate together, they started together, they washed together, They ate together, they shmuzed together, they ate garinim together, and benched together, but they weren't kaveh themselves. What does that mean? Says Ramosha, Ramosha was asked a shayla about, what do you do when you come to chasana? And when you join in a chasana, this is Allah and Evan Ezra, Simon Samach Beis, that you're mechuyiv, if you eat together the suda, you're also mechuyiv not just to bench together, which is the halachas of Zimun, you're also mechuyiv in sheva brachas. So even if you have a way to get out of Zimun, that by having 10 people together, but if you're not going to do sheva brachas, then you have to wait till 12 o'clock at night, or whenever it is that they decide to bench. So the shayla is, how do you ever go to chasana for just 45 minutes? So the person in the shul said, a great eitzah. Eat by the shmorg. Eat by the shmorg. Or eat schnitzel and whatever it is, and a few pieces of cake, and that's it. Says Ramesha, that's not such an eitzah, for those that remember Ketan Mubarakhim. If you fill yourself up on Pasubah Bekisnin, on bread-like items, even if it's cake, says Ramesha, together with schnitzel, then nevertheless, if you're using a bread-like item as bread, then you're mechuyiv in benching, if you fill yourself up in Kedei Tzvil, your mom should eat a full meal. Therefore, to eat schnitzel and your potatoes and a bunch of pieces of cake, it's not gonna cut it. Says Ramesha, so what's the eitzel? So he says, look at this dark emotion that we just quoted. Dark emotion says something. He says, Omnom in yoidea let mekar lezevashat. He says, I don't know where the dark emotion got this halacha from. However, the dark emotion says it, that you could be not be kaveh yourself together. Sit down without a kriyas. If we find there's such a thing of sitting in a house of a guy, we're not mezamen together, therefore when we sat down, it's without a kviyas. Comes on Gormashin, he says we can do the same thing. Sit down without kavanah to be mitzarf. Now, without Rabbi Yashiv talks about this, and he says, without kavanah to be nitzchayiv in zimun, he says that doesn't work. Because you are mechuyiv betzim. Without kavanah to be mitzarf. Without kavanah to be mitzarf to the other people. Memela, he says, if you look at the Chochma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, that was also asked this question. It's on in the Shulchan Aruch, HaGoyis Shulchan Aruch, we're mitzayin it. He says the same thing. You can sit down without being mezamen, without being mishtatif. Now, Ramosha there in Tshuva was chaylik on the rayas of the Chochma Shleimo, but he says at least one of the gedolim said, like we're saying, the Ikar Yisrael is there, that you could be kaveh without zimun. So even though Lamaisa Ramosha there he says, I don't have a car for this, therefore it's not so pashut, but he says, for example, the chasen is very late, and you have to get up, and you have to get to work in the morning, and you have to go early. So certainly if you have to get the first aid, then and you can't stay till 12 o'clock, and then you're going to only have to start traveling back at 12 o'clock to your house. He says, certainly you're able to be samech on this, and many places you bring down this Ramesha as an Esau. And that is, when you sit down, you should be have in mind not to be mitzarev yourself to the Suda. Not mitzarev to the other people that are there. Now,
after you wash before you eat, like,
it's better even before you wash. Then before you wash, you actually have to say it. Ramesha seems to say it, but I think that the certainly in the dark Ramesha, it's mavur that you don't have to say it. Some people are dyke. It just says the very fact that that's the metzias, that's enough. The fact that you're not mezamen b'yisrael, it's ready that you're sitting down without a kviyas. So if that's your das, then lechur, that's enough. If you say it, matev manoim, then you're not being mitzarf. And
if you know you're going to be leaving early, you know you have to leave before they're going to finish. But mamish at that time, when you wash, you haven't forgot to have a kavana, but you knew the whole night, I'm going to be leaving early, I have to have that kavana.
L'chur, that's your kavana was that you're not being mitzarev for them. That's l'chur. Your kavana, the very fact that you know that you're leaving early. You didn't mean to be mitzarev for them. Especially once one learned the salacha. So there are places that are chaylik on it. There was Nidbru, who is Meir, and his Hagoyis and the Vizayis Bracha, he discussed it. And other Paiskim are Meir. However, it seems that most of the Paiskim do go with this. Do go with this Ramesha, B'shas Atzerich. One could go to Sarmesha, not to be mitzarif to the group.
What happens
at the end of the excellent question. What happens at the end of staying? So two things, first of all. They say, this is a little bit of a chiddush, but the person seems to say that you should not be mitzarif to 10, but still be mitzarif to 3. Be mitzarif to the people that are along with you. You should still be mitzarif. There's no reason why you can't be mitzarif together with the people that you're sitting by the table, another two people. That's not a problem being mitzarif with 10 people. It's not going to cause any kippahidus. And you still have a chiv of the 3, so you could be mishnarif at the 3. Now what happens if you end up staying till the end of the Suda? It's a Corona Chasana, and they hear that the police are coming. Nope, Rabbi Yisrael, benching. Wow, I wasn't planning on staying till then. Hold on. Now we're here. And now that, they're going to give me to be mizamin. Baruch Hashem. This is what Yashiv, you can't be mizamin. You weren't mishnarif at the Suda. You can be mizamin. So, what's your Eitzah? Eitzah is quickly have another Kazayas. Quickly have another Kazayas. Unless you're Messiah Das Mamish from your food, then and you just have to make a new Hamaitzi. But have another kezayis and eat together with them, with us, to be mitzarif, and then he'd be mitzarif. But if you didn't, then in a chanami lechura, you should say, boi sheslai. Baruch mevaruch, shmoi, tamid, lorin lomboi. Shasim chavamayinu. Elikeinu. So, what's that? Is it a Suda's mitzvah? Is it a Suda's mitzvah? You ate from a Suda's mitzvah. Just remember to be mitzameh chas makalo. So, you shouldn't call an enemy Suda's chas makalo in your samchai. Give him a nice smile and wish him 120 years of mazel and bracha. But for sure, you're eating from a Suda's chas, and you're just not being mitzaref together with other people. Now there's another eitzah l'chur. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Beis, he says, "Umashmu mizeh im loy gomru gam soif achila biyachad." Kigoyin, shbo echad lechol eitz l'shnayim, achas shekvar esnu lechol, v'gam gomru sudalshin shleim bizman echad, oisin shegomru mikoydem, rishoyin levarach b'fnei atzman. Da'kopanu matzchol egmar binu biyachad. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says, you have to have some tziruf together. If you don't have a tziruf, not at the beginning and not at the end, that means you ate after they started eating, and they finished, or you finished before they started. You didn't finish together, and you didn't start together, even though you ate a good chunk of the suda together, then you're not chayiv and zimun. The Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with this, and he says, not all the Rishayim hold this way, and it's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore you can't be simuch on it. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah goes this way, like the Taz, that you need to have at least a aschala and a seif, or a safe together. If you don't have an anas calling out a safe together, then you're not mitzdarf. The only question is, what's considered you started together? What does it mean that you started together? If a person, everybody, one, two, three, and you have to stick in the food together, how does it work? So, from the Rishayim it's mashma, and that's how the Rebbe Yashiv goes on Maitre, this is a bracha brought down from Yashiv. You have to have eaten the kezayis, the first kezayis, you have to eat together. That means you start eating when the other people are still eating the first kezayis. But if they already ate the first kezayis by the time that you sat down, then in a chanami you're not mitzarif with them. He brings up Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg that lav dafka you have to. He says if everybody went to go wash together, for example, after a chuppah. So there's two things that happen after a chuppah. Either one thing here in Eretz Yisrael. In America here it's a little bit different. But here in Eretz Yisrael, either you dav marv, or if you can't dav marv, then everybody goes to wash and sit down. So now there's 75 people by the chuppah. They all go to wash, so they're not all going to start eating at the same time. You got to wait in line for 3 minutes till you sit down. So by the time you sit down, the other people already, the person next to you already ate the kezayis. So then you're not mitzarif. Best of you all sitting down to wash at the same suda. So there's a lot of merit to that svar l'chero, makes sense. But you have to know also b'chlal whether or not that's considered eating yachad, and that's eating together. And that's something which maybe just to bring up is going to get to in yeshivas and get to chasanas, bris and simchos and other things. In the times of Chazal, when they ate together, it was clear in Ketzem Avarachim. We saw this. Everybody that would come into the house, if they weren't ready to eat, they would sit in the dining room and they would have wine. Then when everybody was there, everybody go into the kitchen or whatever, into the other place, Alulamitois, and then everybody would wash together and everybody eat together. And not only that, one person made a bracha and was mighty everybody decher vasim. Like we do on Shabbos, that's what they did all the time. That's eating together. That's being kaveh together. Everybody washed. You're right that there's a line of people waiting to wash, but nobody eats before the person says a mighty, and then he's mighty everybody else decher vasim. So it's a whole different matzav than mizmanenu. So you're right. If it's by a chasan, you happen to be that you washed your hands a minute after the guy next to you, and by the time you came, you already had two bites from his roll, and therefore you already had a kezayis, and a chanami maybe still considered as if you ate together. However, if you're not specifically eating together, you're eating in a, let's say, in yeshiva, and everybody goes to wash, and punk the guy that you sat down next to happened to have washed 2 minutes before you, and he already ate a kezayis. You have no shaykhus then. He ate a kezayis. He's already halfway through his suda. You're not eating the same suda together. If you're all eating the suda together, you're just pumped. You can't all wash it at the same time. There's not enough things. So I'm fine. You could hear it such a svara. But if you're not eating the suda together, the fact that you all went to wash at the same time is lav dafka something that could be the star of you together. We'll get to that in a second in yeshivas. When you get to chasana, this is the chara, another eitza. And that is, have a little bit of patience. Wait 3 minutes after the chuppah. Wait till the people sat down by the table. they ate a little bit, and then go to wash. And then you can leave whenever you want. You didn't start with them, you didn't finish with them, and that's it. You don't have, you ate the schnitzel and rice and potatoes with them. But the mice, they still didn't serve the dessert. If they already served the dessert and ready to bench, then you finished. But if they didn't serve the dessert, you want to go. So then you didn't start together, you didn't finish together, not a problem. Also what you could do is you can make a beeline. As soon as they break the glass, bang, you make a beeline, and you go to wash, and sit down and have a kazayis. No one's there. No one's there yet. Everybody's, it's not so nice. So, you have to know how to do it. Or you could just take a kazayis and sit down on the table by yourself, and eat the first kazayis by yourself. And then be mitzaref to the people next. There's ways to get out of it that you're not eating together with them, and without being semich, so not being semich on the kula of Ramesha, which the Chor has Makar in the Zakimesha. You want to do both of them together, Matur Ma'anayim. You have ways to get out of it, Bikavod. Now, what's the story with eating, with being examined in yeshivas? It seems that most people here, as far as I know, in yeshivas, let's say we'll talk about Mir, biggest yeshiva in the world, so we'll start with them. The meaning is that people are not examined together. On a standard second Thursday, when they serve sandwiches they have to wash on, you have hundreds of people in the dining room, and no one's examined together. What's the deal? Why are they not mezamen? It's not that they're not mezamen at all. On Shabbos they are mezamen. If anybody ever ate a suda here. As far as I know, that's what they say. That at least in my days they were. 20 something years ago, they were mezamen. They were mezamen here in Yeshivas, Yeshivas Mir. Shabbos. So you could be mezamen in the mirror, you can't be mezamen in the mirror. What's the story? So l'chora, the very fact, it happens to be, I'm just going to discuss it how it was it used to be, because it brings out the point even clearer. When I was a bachur, they had two shifts. They only had one dining room, main dining room, and they had two shifts. The first shift had set seats. That means that everybody had a specific seat by a table. Came down, there were six pieces of schnitzel for six people, and you sat with the same six people every single day. So now, that's a kvius. I know these people, I schmooze with them every day. Can I be mezamen with them? So now, l'chor, the very fact that you're sitting there is simply because you were, Baruch Hashem, so lucky that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you somebody to protect you, that you were able to find the seat in the first shift, that you were able to, you have no shaykhah to these other people. So if they're your best friends and you all found a way to all sit together, that's one thing. But the very fact that you're sitting together with other people, even if you're shmoozing them, you're not be'etzim eating with them. If he would come a minute before you, he'd wait for you. That's not the moided, but just shows you're not be'etzim eating with him. It's not like a Shabbos food that everybody's eating together, that everybody's eating wash together and eat together and you bench together and mechulam. You're no shaykhah together to them. You happen to all be sitting on the same table, but it's not. Therefore, very often you don't start together either. You didn't wash together, and this is what we really saying beforehand. If everybody went to after mincha to go wash, and it takes you 5 minutes to sit down, and by the time you sit down, then he's halfway through his sandwich, you didn't start with him. You didn't start with him, and you're probably not going to finish with him. You're not eating with him. The fact that you schmooze with the guy at the same table as you, there's nothing that's conveying you together. You didn't decide that you're eating together. You were forced to sit down on this table, but you have no shaykhah bet. And therefore, l'chor, there's no real inyan of chiyuv zimun. It's hard to say there's a chiyuv zimun. You weren't conveying b'chlal. You didn't decide to eat with these other people. There's nothing that brings you together. Now you kedan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, you come up, my filo come up, Mishnah is showing lechalik of the tefillah lezamin from the brave Amadus Melech. Maybe you're not mechuyev to be mezamin, but you're allowed to be mezamin. It's better to be mezamin, brave Amadus Melech. However, that is not so simple itself as Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Magen Ramah chalik. Magen Ramah says that you can. And very often, if you're going to be mezamin, then at 10 people together, if you're not mechuyev to be mezamin, the Mishnah Berurah says lemaisel that by 10 people you shouldn't say Shem Hashem. So, and Bechlal Yesh Lion, whether or not there's any Indian of, it's not really, the whole Indian of Kviyas Bechlal is maybe not Shaykh. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings down this halacha, he says that, yearly bar, the Zeo Dafko, Vamokum Shadin, Matir Lem, the Tzchalik, Vazeo Dav Tvei Bezimun. Abmokum Shadu Oim, Shein Mitzdar from the Zimun, Kivin Shekulum, Ochlum, Mifuzor, Mifurad, and Chiyat, Vazeo Vadi Yeshel, and the Zaman Klal. If it's not a massive of Zimun, you're not really eating together, then, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not allowed to be mezamen. There's no shaykhis. It's like three people eating at three different tables. Over here, it's not three people eating at three different tables. You all ate at the same table. And you all ate, give or take, at the same time. But if you have nothing really to convey you together, then there's no real kviyas. There's nothing that's mechayev you. There's nothing that's convey you together. Now, if it's talking about Shabbos, and everybody's having his Shabbos together, and you're singing Zmiris, and everybody came together to eat at the same time. In my days, you couldn't get a Kiddush in the main dining room after 10:15. They didn't make Kiddush. You have to, Shacharis is over at 9:45. 9:45 is a Kiddush, 10 o'clock is a Kiddush, 10:15 is a Kiddush. Three times, they would put out a cup of grape juice, and they're in Kiddush. Everybody was eating at the, basically, it came a little bit late. Maybe there was another 25, 30 people that came to eat together with you. But that's when everybody's eating the Shabbos Suda together. Certainly Friday night was like that, Shabbos day was a little bit different. But that's how, then for sure, you can be Mezamen. Not only that, moreover, back to my Bachar days. When I was a Bachar, first year that you had to, if you wanted to get into the Mir dining room, Mir dormitory, you had to come to Shacharis for the first year in Yeshiva. Pass by her baron, give him a good morning in the morning, and they should see that you're there. Bekitzer, Shacharis is at 7:15. First Seder was at 9 o'clock. Shacharis is over at 8:07. You go down to the dining room, there's 50, 60 tables that are open. Not very many people there eating breakfast. No, they probably ate in other places, for sure. In the dormitory. So we used to have a kvias, a bunch of people we used to eat. It was a gishmak. Dining room was empty. And we would choose a table, and we'd sit there and eat there our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with egg salad, and I don't know whatever else we had. I don't remember what it was. And their porridge in those days. They used to have hot cereal, those that remember. And we used to eat together. In that case, for sure you could be mezamen. There's no reason why you can't be mezamen. You could have sat anywhere that you wanted to in the entire dining room. And you chose to sit down together after Shachas. You all came down together, all sat together, you ate together, you made. There, for sure, you're being conveying yourselves together. That for sure is a kviyas. Happens to be Rabbi Yashiv is mechalik between whether or not they forced you to eat at the same table. If they didn't force you, he has an shtickle. Lachar, as far as he says in such a case, there's no reason why you can't be mezamen, for sure. And that's why it really depends on what type of yeshiva we're talking about. The reason why you sit at these tables, is it kavua seats? Is it not kavua seats? Did you choose your place you want to sit or not? If you decide, Rabbi said, we're going to sit together and eat together, then echonami. That's a kviyas, even though you're in yeshiva. That's not a problem. I think the matzav in yeshiva smir is not that way by any stretch of the imagination. It happens to be you find the seat wherever you can find the seat. And even if sometimes you get to sit down next to the person that you know, and even you and your friend sat down together, the third person really has no shaykhis. It could be that he's a gerechol yarek. You could eat them together. The whole master is not a master of kviyas. People are coming in, coming out. You know you have 15 minutes before they throw you out for the next people are waiting for you. They're already standing with food and waiting to see who's going to... It's not a master of kviyas, b'chlal. You're not... it's not like a Shabbos Suda. Mamela, in such a case, l'chorio, certainly, chiyav zimun, there's not... Is there a... Efshur to... Rega Majus Melech? It seems l'maisa l'ilum is not knowing like that as well. Mishnah Berurah is mafakik b'chlal, well, they're not such a thing. Therefore, maybe l'ilum doesn't do that. Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down here, we're talking about eating by Rechiva. The Achronim, he brings down, B'yoshman ba'agola, v'yichlam b'yachad k'shein oisim. What's the story if you're sitting in a carriage and the horses are pulling you? Is that considered a kvius or not? What's the shayla? So if you look in Kuf Samach Zayin, he sends you to Kuf Samach Zayin. If you have Kuf Samach Zayin, if you don't have Kuf Samach Zayin, if you borrow from somebody else, then thank you. Kuf Samach Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that thank you. V'yishma ba'agala v'amru noichal kan v'yichlan yachan mistafek Magen Avraham d'efshar d'mitzarfi afakav d'ba'alma neitzeya ba'agala kemahalach domi. Lamaisa, you're moving along, so if you're there's no kviyas. It's hard to say that there's a kviyas, but it says Lamaisa, you're all eating together. The kviyas gomeru. Certainly, when you're in a boat, it's a kviyas gomer. Thank you, and you're mitzdarf. Now, what's the story with a car, or a bus, or a plane, or a yacht? What's your or a cruise liner? So, if you're in a cruise liner, that's a house. No reason why you can't be mezamen, for sure, that's like a svina. Now, what's the story with a car? Or a plane, or a train? So, train has got a little bit better, because usually you have a table, and if people are sitting down across from each other, you can be namash b'kriva, and that's, and you can be on it for hours, that's maybe more of a kviyas. As a car, you could also be for hours. Car is a little bit less of a kviyas. It's, lamaisa, three people sitting in the back, and two people sitting in the front, let's say. The two people in the front don't even see the people in the back. we're going to see right in the table, dafka has to mean that everybody has to see each other. But l'chor, you're not really eating together. There's no tables. There's no, everybody's eating with the whole masa is the masa of arai. It's not exactly clear. If you decide, let's eat together. Maybe if you're not driving and everybody's sitting down and you're eating together, that's like the Aruch HaShulchan says in Hagala, that the horse has stopped, then in Chanami could be kaveh. There, you're not moving, you're not driving, there's no lack of kaveh. Everybody's basically sitting down by a table and eating. So there's no reason that you're not kaveh. The Mela, very often that happens in a bus, for example. They make a pit stop by a gas station, everybody washes their hands, they start, they eat, and then the bus goes. There could be in a chanami kaveh together. With regard to a plane, it's a lakan alakan. How do we done it? I still have yet to see anybody be mazaman on a plane. The maestro, practically, it's not always. What? No one's starting at the same time. All the kosher meals come out at the beginning. So maybe it takes them 5 minutes to find the D26. Is this yours? No, it's not. Oh, you asked for a special kosher. No. But generally, the people. It's also very often you're not sitting three people together. It's not really a matzav of kriyas bachlal, and therefore you don't see it in a car lachara. If you sat down, or in a bus, if there was a kriyas, then there would be a you stopped and you're eating together. Then in chanan you be mezamin. If you're not and you're just driving, that's a suffik here in the Mishnah Berurah. If it's only three people, then you could be mezamin. What do you have to lose? Because it's a suffik. Mishnah Berurah brings down you could be mezamin l'maisa. What's that? Mezainus rolls, so then you don't have to be mezamin b'klal. Because if you eat Isser, then it's not a problem. You don't have to be mezamin. There's one thing that someone says over here, it's something interesting, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says, being mezamin in a guy's house, he says, there's a shaila, because you can't say, Arachim Nivarach is balabai, so you're not supposed to bench a guy. Loisachonim. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, Lamaisa, the Achrenim say that it's going on the balasudo, which just means that very often you buy a brith. Do you make a birchas areich or not? Racham yirech is bala bayis, doesn't it? What do you say? It's not a bala bayis. You're sitting in somebody's, some shul's ulam, hall. What? Bala bayis. Bala bayis means a bala suda. Bala bayis means a bala suda, therefore there's no problem. The Sfaradim, the Gvaras, do say bala suda. The Sfaradim say, bala suda, you could, if you want, but lemaisa, you don't have to. Sif dalid. This is the Bir Halacha says, is how we go to Halacha, even though it's Tarti the Reyeso. That means everybody's eating their own Bulkala. Everybody's eating their own Lachmania. And they didn't eat a Kazayas yet. Nevertheless, you still can't book out. In Rishon Lechalek, the box is not that way. Tarti the Reyeso, Bir Halacha goes like the Machaber. Sif Hey. Shleshi Balam Shleshi Chabur, this is Dinah Parach Zimun Minayu. The halacha is if you have three people that left three different chaburas and each one was already nischayev and zimun and they all meet up with each other, then they're able to be mezamin together even if they don't eat together. Now what's mechaber them together? What's the glue that puts them together? They're not eating together. They're not being kriveya to eat together. So what's mechaber them together? The mashmaris is the very fact that they're all sitting down together. The very fact that they met together, if they're standing, I don't know. But if they all sat down together in the same place, that is in itself, without any kriyas of eating, without any. So once they're ready in Nischayev, then the glue is already there. As soon as they sit behind the table, the glue, they get stuck to each other. That's the Mashmoyis. Sif Vav. The Mechaber brings down another Pshat in Parach Zimin Minayu. And that is, that if you had four people in every group, and one person left each of the groups, three groups of four, and one person left each of the groups, so the left of three, and the three were Mezamin by themselves, and number four was out in the Shuk, in the Bursa, he was wherever he was, then they lost their ability to be mezamin. Now, lemaisa the rishenim were not so happy with that. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Yehuda, they weren't mezamin. It says azman alayu b'dachtayu. It's mashma that they were mezamin. They said a different shot. Comes along the mechaber and he passed them like both pirushim. Very interesting. Lemaisa he passed them like both pirushim. We're going to get to parach zimun minayu. Lemaisa it's a very lot of different pirushim. The rishenim going to get to parach zimun minayu. It is a big sugya, but practical. It's very not practical. Not a very common case, a parach zimun minayu. If a guy books out and he joins another group of three, maybe it's more common, but that there should be three groups that everybody left and they all happen to meet up. Those three people that left all met up in the shuk is not such a common case. Kuf tzadi dalet. Shloisha shochu ke'echad v'shochu birchu kol echad v'atzmoy. The halacha is if one person, three people they benched and they realized they weren't mezamen, the halacha is they lost it. Ein zimel mafreya. And let's say one person was mezamen. So the halacha is that he's allowed to answer. Why? He's loy gara me echol yerek, that doesn't bench, and even so he can be mitzaref. Now we saw on echol yerek, if echol yerek made a bracha achreino, Mishabur brought down from the Magen Avraham, that he can't be mitzaref anymore. Nevertheless, this guy who ate pas, if he benches, he could be mitzaref. Even though he benches, still could be mitzaref. Machatzis shekel is mazber. What's the reason why? Because pas is even better. Pas, you had a real kviyas together. The fact that you benched, you messed up. You stuck your foot in your mouth. But lemaisa, you were kviyah together with them, and therefore you could be mezamen. The Chazon Ish says something interesting. He says, from the very fact that we're medame to Eichel Yerek, the first not time to Eichel Yerek. Eichel Yerek has to make a bracha achreina afterwards. This guy that benched doesn't have to say anything at the end. So the vice says that Eichel Yerek could be mitzarif even if he did not have a kazayis. He doesn't have to make a bracha achreina. Or else he wouldn't be daimon. Meister Mishra Brewer said, not that way. You have to have a kazayis. You have to say Shachanu Mishaloi. I'm not exactly sure why the Chazon Ish gets out of that. The fact that you have to say Shachanu Mishaloi. Now, I did hear from Berkowitz that he said that you cannot be mechayiv, the third guy that benched, you can't be mechayiv him to stay. Why not? He benched, and they want to be mezamen. He says, I'm off. And they said, what do you mean? You would be mezamen with us. He's not yaitze. He's not yaitze zimun. He could help them be yaitze zimun. But he's not yaitze zimun. You can't be mechayiv him to stay if he's not going to be yaitze zimun. How can you be mechayiv him? It's like Eichel Yerek. You can be mechayiv and Eichel Yerek? You can be mechayiv and Eichel Yerek. He's also, Eichel Yerek is not, he doesn't bench. Yishlayim. But since you can't be mechayivim, therefore, in this case also, the Chazon Ish says, very good. The Chazon Ish says that in this case, since you're not Yotze Zimun, you do not have to stay for the bracha. All you have to stay for the Rosh Chanu Shalei, Rosh Chanu Shalei Tvechino. That's it. You don't have to stay for the end of the first bracha like you generally have to stay. Because that's only somebody that wants to be Yotze with the Zimun. But somebody that's not being Yotze with the Zimun is just answering that he doesn't have to stay. He's allowed to book out. He says, Eichel Yerek also the same thing. The Eichel Yerek is also an IBA with the Birchas HaMazon B'chal. It's not a Shaykh to the Birchas HaMazon. Sif. Sif. Gimel. Shloisha Shachu Ke'echon, Ve'in Echon Mehem Yodei Kol Birchas HaMazon, El Echon Yodei Brachoy Shinu, Ve'chad Shini, Ve'chad Shlishi, Ve'chad Mezimun, Ve'chol Echon Yivarach HaBrachas Shiyodea. Ma'af Al-Pi She'ein Behem Mi Shiyodea Brachoy Reviyas, Im Ka'klum, Av L'chatzoyin Levarach, comes along the Mechaber and his Mechadish. This is really what we saw on Tesis, that everybody, Opi the Gemara, the way the Tesis learned, that you could have three different people be Mevarach benching together. One person says the first bracha, one person says the second bracha, one person says the third bracha. They're all yeshit together. Now, what happens, says Mishnah Berurah, that let's say they only know one bracha. He says you should be Mevarach that one bracha. Now, let's say they know the brachas, but they said them out of order. Is the order of benching ma'akiv. Person had Baruch Adah Hashem, Azan Asako, Rachim Na Hashem Lekeinu Yisrael Mecho. Oyvei. What should he do now? He said already Shem Hashem. He should go back, he should say Val, he should Noid Lecho. Or he should go and continue and say Baruch Adah Hashem, Pani Barachim Yishalayim Omei. And then go back to Noid Lecho. Is the ma'akiv or is the not ma'akiv? So the Prima Gadim is Mestapik, as is the Chazon Ish. He says, he's mistaken whether or not you're Yitzim, maybe you're not Yitzim either Eitz, maybe you're not Yitzim either Rabbanon. Lamaiso, the Aruch HaShulchan of Kuf Pechet says that L'chor you are Yitzim. As a matter of fact, he's Madai from the Gemara, very Gishmach. The Goyin switches the gear cell. But the gear cell that we have on Mechet Samad Beis is V'chal Tavis Savata V'rachta Z'birch HaZamazin Es Hashem Lekecha Z'birch HaZazimun. So he says we really see that the brachas are out of order. We dash in out of order. Birch HaZamazin, Birch HaZimun, and then Birch HaZaretz. So he says we see that the brachas are not ma'akif. The order of the brachas is not ma'akif. Lamaisa, the Ber Hetev over here, he says, Seder Shalish Brachas Elo Ma'akvois. Vim Amram Lamafreya Leyatso, Dvar Shmuel. Ber Hetev brings down, doesn't bring down anybody. It's Chalik, he says, Pasha that the Seder is Ma'akiv, and you're not Yitze. So we have a Safik over here. The Chazon Ish is Mistapik, Pimagaz is Mistapik. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you're Yitze. Dvar Shmuel, Ber Hetev says, you're not Yitze. Shabur doesn't discuss it. What do you do, Lamaisa? What do you do, Lamaisa? So if all you said is Rachim, no Hashem Lekeinu Yisrael Amecho, then the Chori should go back and say, no Yitzecho. However, if you already said the bracha of Baruch Hashem Bnei Brachma Yerushalayim Amen, then you're really stuck because you're gonna have to make a new bracha. If you're gonna go back to Neid Lecha and you weren't supposed to, then you're saying a whole bracha Brachim Shleiketin. If you're supposed to go back and you didn't, then if you're gonna go say Neid Lecha now, it's gonna be if and you're not gonna say Brachim. then you weren't having yitzah. So your rachim is bracha levatal. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? L'chora, the best thing to do is to get somebody else to be yitzah with somebody else. Be yitzah with the rest of the brachas with somebody else. Benching, the entire benching with somebody else if you could. If you already said the entire benching out of order, then, and there's no one there to help you, have another kazai. That's always the best way. But if not, and if no yitzah, and you already said Bani Barachman Vishlaim Amin, and now you don't know what to do. Should you go back to Neidelacha? Should you not? When you go back to Neidelacha, can you just say Neidelacha? Should you say Rachim afterwards? L'chor, if you had Kidei Sviyah, that your Chiv is Daraisa, then L'chor, you have a Suffolk, Sveik Ladino, L'chor, you should go back and say Neidelacha. You should go back and say Neidelacha, and then say Rachim no, another time. Because according to the Behetiv, you're not Yetze. You're not Yetze. And since it's a Suffolk in the Paiskim, Mishra Brura does not tell us what to do, then L'chor, it's a Suffolk Daraisa, you should go back and say it in order. Should you be Pesach? L'chor, I would be mitzadeh not to go back to the first bracha.
No,
let's tell you. No, I wouldn't. Chirna. We don't find that. That's the Mishnah Mevea. Even though there are. Interesting. There's a Meiri that says in Daf Yud Aleph that Avarabba, if you're saying Avarabba by itself in the morning, you should be Poseach Baruch Ata Hashem, because that's Ruch L'Chavrito. But the Maisa, Loi Kein Amad Bar. What then? You could wait to Daily Gemara School. Are you going to lose your ability?
No,
since you're not an Oinus, I'll tell you Ukademe, then it's not Machavi to start again. It has to be an honest that you can't bench. The fact that he doesn't know the halacha is not going to be, it's not considered an honest. The halacha is, if a person doesn't know benching, then he should say whatever bracha Mishnah Berurah says, say whatever bracha you do know. Now, interestingly enough, he doesn't say that if you don't know any brachas, to say alamichil. Alachurra, that could be that, definitely according to many Rishonim, you're right with alamichil. Not only that, the Ramoish's Matad, that you even say brain of fashis. If you don't know anything, just say Brain of Fashis. There's a question if you found the bencher afterwards, it could be you have to bench again. The Shmir Shabbos also says, according to Ramesha, because then you have to bench again. Because Imamish weren't Yetzeh, you had at least something. But the interesting halachas over here is that if you only know one bracha, say one bracha. L'chura, if a person doesn't know even one bracha by heart, and he does know Alamichia, then you should say Alamichia. Simin Kuf Tadi Hei. Shtei chaburis shechus b'harim mekayim. Shtei chaburis shechum b'bayis echad b'shtei batim. Im miktalsin rei neilu tzelim mitzarfas azimun. V'mlav einu mitzarfas. See, we finish in 3 minutes. Im yesh shama shechul shteim, hu mitzarfun. Kuyin shenichnusu mitzchila das mitzarf yachad. Yesh mishra imir shim rishus haram mitzegas b'in shtei abatim. Einu mitzarfun b'shum inim. If you have shtei chaburis echum b'bayis echad b'shtei batim. Shtei batim is lav dafak shtei batim. Shtei chadarim is also two different rooms in the same house, has the same halacha. If Brian Elu is Elu, they're mitzarf. If not, they're not mitzarf. However, if they were nichnasu kulin, if you have one chamish, one waiter, or you have one person, if they're nichnasu mitzchila daskin, then they are mitzarf. Therefore, by the Corona Chasanos, where they had either an apartment building, they had different people in different apartments. 10 people in one apartment, 10 people in the next apartment, then they got a whole apartment building to get together, and every apartment had another 10 people. Or they took a school, which is common, and they would have different classrooms, would have 10 people. Chas and Akala would go around from room to room, wishing everybody a mazel tov. But the L'chor, they weren't able to see everybody, they didn't eat together. What do you do? We get to benching, we get to zimun, we get to shavar brachas. Every group, every room is supposed to do it by themselves. So since they were all nichnasu mitzchila al daskach, then they're able to be mitzdarif. They're able to be mitzdarif. For even if not Rein Elu Selu, then they're able to be mitzarif. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that Bnei Achupa, the only time that the Rush said that Bnei Achupa are mitzarif is only when you get to Birchas Chasanim, but not when you get to the Tziruf of Birchas Amazim. Then we'd be nigea to Shavar Brachas and Enechanami, everybody would be able to be mitzarif together. And everybody would be able to be mitzarif together, even though they couldn't see each other, since the very fact that they all came together, that mitzarif them together, we'd be nigea to Zimun. We'd be nigea to Shavar Brachas. We'd be nigea to Zimun, Then the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha brings down a machlekes lacher anybody that was semich lahakol as what to be semich on. They could be mitzarif together. Befrat if the person that was mezamin was in the hallway and everybody's able to see him, that's enough. That's fine. The Mechaber says in Tivbeis, Ochel Miktasan Bayis, Miktasan Chutz Labayis, Im Mavarch Yoishev Al Miftan Abayis, Tum Mitzarfon. If you have two groups, one group eating inside, one group eating outside, then if you have the Mavarch sitting by the doorway, he's Mitzarf then. What's the reason why? Because it says Mishnah Berurah, Duraya Elov Elov, Avleki Miktasan Rein Zeza, because he sees both of them. So it's Kibbutz Miktasan Rein Zeza. If that's the case, Lachar, then it doesn't have to be Mevarach. It could be anybody that's in the middle. Any one from each group, you have Miktasan, Rain, Eil, Eseil. Lachar, that's enough. Why do you need the Mevarach Dafka? The problem is, if you look at the Sharatim says a different Svarah. Sharatim says, it has to be Dafka the Mevarach. Why? Since all the groups need the Mevarach, then the Mevarach is like a Shamish. There's Meshamish everybody together. And therefore, it has to be Dafka the Mevarach. So from the time that it says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it can be anybody. From the time the Bir Halacha has to be the Sharatim is Dafka the Mevarach. Lamaisa, it seems that that's how the Sharatim is going. It should be Dafka the Mevarach. Therefore, if you're in a Corona Chasana, I hope there's no more Corona Chasanas. I really do. And everybody, you have 10 people in each room. You have one guy, the Mevarach, should be in the hallway. And he's Mezamin. And people from each of the groups could see the Mevarach. That's Mitzarif, everybody together. That shouldn't be a problem. The last halacha, Sif Gimel, Beis Hashem for today, is Kol Heichas Mitzarfes Shtei Chaburis Tzarech Shishmu Shtei Divrei Mevarach Berechazim Bebir. Comes along Mishnah Berurah and he says, "V'di'evad im loy shoma divrei mezamin shomer nevarach rak shoma la'einim she'einim baruch shachanu mishaloi muter gamkein lanisimoyim biyachad." Let's say you didn't hear the Mevarach say baruch shachanu mishaloi. You didn't say nevarach shachanu mishaloi. But you hear everybody else. You hear saying the Baruch Shachanu Mishalayim Zvechinu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'di'evet. Now, like the Magen Avraham, B'di'evet, you're allowed to answer together then Baruch Shachanu Mishalayim Zvechinu. So, in fact, the Chasha, the Chor, what's very schwer is that the Mepurish Gemara says not this way. The Gemara says that they couldn't hear the Reish Galusa, so they weren't going to be able to be Yetu with Zimun, and therefore, they had to be Mazam by themselves. They didn't hear anybody? They didn't hear anybody answering back to Reish Galusa when he was being Mazam at the end? They didn't have a million people there. They were looking to see if they had 100, the Gemara said. They didn't have how many? We have almost half 50 people in Kinar. We used to. In this room. We're not talking about a tremendous room here. We're not 100 people. They Mamash weren't able to hear the people answering the back to the Rosh Hashanah Mishalai. Mashma that answering back to the Rosh Hashanah Mishalai is not going to be Yaitan. So the truth is, Diane Fisher says, it's question over here that the Mishnah Berurah does not mean that you're Yaitan, you're Choyvon. You're not Yaitan. You're not Yitzhak. The Shrein Halacha says you are Yitzhak. No, that's basically never behind it. But Lamaisa, he says, you're talking not Yitzhak. You're allowed to answer, but the same way that somebody that benched already is allowed to answer. You're not being Mitzarif. You're allowed to answer, but the other you're allowed to answer. It's not a problem. You're allowed to say Shalchanu. However, you're not Yitzhak Zimun. And I'll leave you off with a Chida. And that is find 3 or 4 different cases where you're answering Baruch Shalchanu Mishlev Tzvei Chayinu. However, you're part of a Zimun, but you're not Yitzhak Chayva Zimun.